The Promised Land was divided amongst the tribes of Israel after Canaan had been conquered. But the conquest was unfinished, so it became the duty of each tribe to drive out the Canaanites still living in their particular region. The whole assembly had left Gilgal and gathered in the center of the country in Ephraim's territory. The Israelites pitched camp at Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting, which was to remain there for several centuries, making Shiloh the religious center of the nation in Canaan at that time. Joshua and the elders allotted land to the tribes that had not yet received their inheritance. He told the men to survey the country and map it out, and then he cast lots for them in the presence of the Lord. So the Israelites took possession of the land the Lord had sworn to give them. They settled there and lived in peace, as none of the inhabitants dared to withstand them. Not one of all the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel failed. The conquest of the land on both sides of the Jordan had taken 6 to 8 years, but the Israelites never acquired complete control of the country. They failed in many regions to drive out the Canaanites. The tribe of Ephraim and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joseph's descendants, had been given a wonderful part of the land in central Canaan, but they were not able to settle there because their enemies occupied the towns and the mountain areas. The Canaanites controlled the plain with their iron chariots and part of the hill country with the strongholds they had built. So Joshua told them to clear the forests, and with the help of the Lord they would be able to drive out the Canaanites. Caleb, son of Jephunneh, asked Joshua to give him his share of the inheritance. He was 85 years old, but was just as vigorous as he had been 45 years earlier, when Moses had sent him with Joshua and the 10 other spies to explore the land. "I am as able to go out to battle as I was then," he said to Joshua, "and I will drive out the Canaanites with the help of the Lord." He asked for the district of Hebron, which lay in Judah's territory, and later captured the city. Hebron and the surrounding hill country became his property. When the division of the land had been completed, the Israelites gave Joshua an inheritance in the mountains of Ephraim amongst his own tribe. He received a place called Timnath-Serah and settled there. When all the land had been allotted and the country was at peace, Joshua summoned the men of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. They came to Shiloh, and Joshua said to them, "You have done everything that Moses commanded, and have carried out the mission the Lord your God gave you. Now return to your homes on the other side of the Jordan, but be very careful to love the Lord your God and to obey his commands." Joshua blessed them and sent them away with large herds of livestock and great wealth. So they returned to Gilead on the other side of the Jordan. But before crossing the river, they built an imposing altar as a monument to remind all Israel that the tribes on both sides of the Jordan were united by faith and were all part of the Lord's people. But their intentions were misunderstood by the other tribes, who thought they had built a replica of the Lord's altar so as to offer sacrifices on it, which would have been contrary to the law of Moses. A delegation of leaders was sent from Shiloh to ask why they had broken faith and disobeyed God's law. The men of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh reassured the leaders of the delegation and explained why they had built the altar. Satisfied, the leaders returned to Shiloh, and all the other tribes were glad and praised God. Some years later, when Joshua had grown old, he summoned the tribes to remind them that they were to continue to drive out the Canaanites so they would take possession of their inheritance. "Be very strong," he said, "and be careful to obey all that is written in the law of Moses. Do not associate with these nations or serve their gods. Do not make alliances with them or intermarry, or you will perish from this good land." Then Joshua assembled all the tribes at Shechem, the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel, and said farewell to the nation. He renewed the Lord's covenant and solemnly warned the people disaster would come upon the nation if the people were disobedient to God. "Fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness," he said. "Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, the gods of the Amorites or the Lord. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." The people answered that they too would serve the Lord, and Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law. The people buried Joseph's bones, which they had brought up out of Egypt, at Shechem. Then Joshua, son of Nun, died at the age of 110, and they buried him at Timnath-Serah, in the land of his inheritance. Eleazar, the high priest, Aaron's son, also died, and was buried at Gibeah, in the hill country of Ephraim, and Phinehas, his son, succeeded him as high priest. Next episode, the book of Judges.